singer.
That's an alternate mix of Bob Dylan's Drifter's Escape, recorded in New York in May of 1970. Now, despite his admiration for Dylan, Jimi Hendrix probably didn't even realize they shared a common interest. An interest in the music and culture of American Indians that was first sparked in Jimmy by his part Cherokee grandmother.
My grandmother used to tell me beautiful Indian stories. I used to see her a lot, you know. And she used to make these clothes for me. And so then after I stayed with her for a while, you know, I used to go back and take these clothes to school and wear them and all that, you know, and people would laugh.
Although Jimmy usually avoided politics, he was infuriated by the grossly distorted stereotype of Native Americans that appeared in everything from Hollywood movies to high school textbooks.
I used to get so mad, though, I didn't even pay too much attention, because what the teacher was telling us, you know, Indians are bad. I mean, you know, in other words, Indians are bad, you know.
And he was distressed by the appalling conditions in which so many Indians are forced to live.
There's some of them that have a lot of money, you know, got, you know, this and that, because they get checks and all this, but there's a lot of them on the reservation, man. It was really terrible. Every single house is the same, you know, it's not even a house, it's like a hut. Ooh, it's just a really bad scene for them, you know. Like, half of them were down on Skid Row, you know, drinking and really completely out of their minds, you know, and they're not doing anything.
What Jimmy did was explore his Native American heritage in his music. In I Don't Live Today from Are You Experienced, in Castles Made of Sand from Axe's Bold as Love, and in an instrumental piece called Cherokee Mist that was recorded during the Electric Ladyland sessions in 1968, but never released on an authorized album.